راديو رياض Kingdom of Saudi Arabia presents glimpses from the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. A program prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabbas. A series deals with the personality, characteristics, and the conduct of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, Most Merciful. The treatment of Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, to her father, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, during the Battle of Uhud. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah. And may Allah's peace and blessings be unto his slave servant Muhammad, his honored family, and his rightly guided companions, and unto those who sincerely followed their footprints. Dear listeners, welcome again to another in the series of glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. In the Battle of Uhud, the second battle in Islam, the illustrious Prophet, peace be upon him, was wounded. His daughter Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, took care of him and treated his wounds. According to one version of Imam Bukhari, hadith number 4075, and Imam Muslim in his book, hadith number 1790, it was Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, who washed the Prophet's wounds and treated them. Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, poured water for her on the wounds, using his shield as a pot for the water. As Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, observed that water in no way decreasing the flow of the blood, she took a piece of natural material floor mat, burnt it, then attached it on the wound, upon which the blood ceased to flow. On that day, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had several wounds on his face. His tooth was broken, and he had head injury because his helmet was cut, and as a result, the Prophet's head, peace be upon him, was injured. The previously quoted hadith was incorporated under several headings in the book of Imam Bukhari, due to its notable importance. Imam Bukhari, in his book, cited this hadith under the following headings. Number one, a woman may wash the blood of resulting from an injury of her father's face. Number two, a man may use the shield of his friend to protect himself. Number three, a fighter may or should wear a helmet while fighting. Number four, treating a wound by burning natural floor mat. Number five, using the shield as a pot to hold water when needed. Number six, divorce issues. And number seven, medical treatments. The above story had led to many deductions. The following are noteworthy. Number one, it is important to apply treatment and take appropriate medicine for wounds and other ailments. To ignore the treatment of the ostensible assumption of trust in the Almighty Allah is contrary to the traditions of the illustrious Prophet, peace be upon him. Number two, it is also permissible that a woman can treat her father and her relatives directly. Number three, the assumption that a woman is permitted to treat general males in general hospitals is erroneous. In the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, a woman stepped out to treat the wounded Muslims out of sheer and dire necessity, that is, life and death. In our times, the women intermingle with males, show their apparent beauties, and thus open ways of seduction. Eventually, they become a cause of loss of virtues. Ibn Hajar reported in his book, on the day of the Battle of Uhud, after the departure of the disbelievers from the battlefield, Muslim women came out and aid the wounded fighting Muslims. Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, was among those helping women. She ran to her father, the Prophet, peace be upon him, when she glanced him in the battlefield. She washed the wounds of the Prophet, peace be upon him, with water. Ibn Hajar reported the entire hadith, as we quoted earlier from Imam Bukhari in his book and Imam Muslim in his book. Ibn Hajar adds, commenting on the hadith version of Tabarani, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, is reported to have said, Allah the Almighty, Allah's wrath and anger becomes most unto the slave servants who caused the face of their messenger to bleed. Later on, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, is reported to have said, O Allah, pardon my people, they know no better. The statement of supplication, for sure, indicates the level of patience and forbearance of the Prophet, peace be upon him. The disbelievers harmed the Prophet, peace be upon him, much, and he, peace be upon him, offered supplications to Allah the Almighty to pardon them due to their ignorance. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, deemed and desired salvation for the entire nation, and not only for Muslim believers. In fact, we can cite here the level of patience Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, demonstrated towards his own disbelieving and harmful people from day one of the inception of the Islamic call. While at Mecca, the people of Mecca harmed Allah's Messenger the most. The angel in charge of the mountains approached the Prophet, peace be upon him, asking him, O Muhammad, Allah the Almighty heard the statement of your people in response to your call. He, Most High, commissioned me to inform you that you can command me as you please, and I shall fulfill your command. If you like, I would bring two of the greatest mountains in Mecca together in order to trap them in between and crush them all together. All what I need is your command. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, posed spontaneously, Don't do that. I would rather hope to see a generation of theirs who worship Allah the Almighty alone and set no rivals unto him. This is reported by Imam Bukhari in his book, hadith number 3231, and in Muslim, hadith number 1795. According to one reported versions, the name of the person who hit the face of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, causing him to bleed, was a man called Ibn Qami'ah. By the time this man went back home, he went to check on his herd of sheep. One ram hit the owner, Ibn Qami'ah, that is, who was on the tip of a mountain, with his horns, causing him to fall to the bottom of the valley and die instantly. This hadith also confirms the humanism or the human nature of the prophets of Allah, peace be upon them all. They may be injured, wounded, get hungry, or even get angry as well. After all, they are only human beings. When a prophet is afflicted with such harm, an ailment, or a problem, normal people would feel that they are not alone to suffer in this world. On the other hand, the Prophet, peace be upon him, position would increase in the sight of Allah the Almighty for his patience and perseverance. Ibn Hajar reported in his book, Muslim scholars wished to know the nature of the natural floor mat which Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, used in order to prescribe it as a medicine to those who suffer from wounds. Other scholars of hadith are also of the same opinion. Ashes are a good treatment for wounds from a scientific perspective. This is a proven method of treatment, although medical doctors may be cautious to approve it or publicize it, as it may decrease their incomes and profits. There are special plants whose ashes are good to contract the blood veins. One of these plants is a plant called Disusad, which has a decent smell and as well as the vein contraction abilities. It is a common scientific fact nowadays that wounds may be treated with certain plants' ashes if the wounds are shallow. Dr. K. Batanawi, a professor at Qatar and Cairo universities, in his book Plants Mentioned in the Hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, confirms that such plants' ashes contain a rich amount of minerals, which absorbs the bleeding blood, contracts the bleeding veins, sterilizes the wounds, and creates a thick coat over it that is not penetrable by germs. One final point that we would like to bring to the attention of our dear listeners: Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, was pretty young at that time. She was about 15 years old. This young age did not prevent her from behaving and acting like a wise and grown-up person who faces difficulties with firmness and courage. She handled the situation of her wounded blessed father very discreetly. She stood by his side. She treated him, and she was extremely brave. That what mothers nowadays should bring up their youngsters to be and do. God willing, in the next episode, we will continue with you more of the glimpses of the life of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, in his own home and with his own blessed family members. With this, we come to the end of this episode. Until we meet again, I bid you farewell, and special thanks are to our sound engineer, Mr. Saleh Al-Tamami. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Radio Riyadh presented glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabas.